Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
With the NFL Combine in the rearview mirror, the next step in the pre-draft process is the Pro Day workouts. And for the prospects that were dealing with injuries and unable to perform in Indianapolis, the Pro Day could be the last impression they leave on NFL scouts. USC's Matt Barkley has had perhaps the most publicized delay in performing for NFL talent evaluators. Sidelined by a separated shoulder, the quarterback insists he'll be ready to go come late March.
I'm 100% on track with my rehab program, and it's been a slow process. I've been have to be very patient at times with the rehab that I've been doing, but I've been in great hands with, you know, under Dr. Andrews, seen Dr. Elitrosh on the West Coast and Dr. Taboni, a lot of good people who believe in the plan that's set. So by March 27th on my pro day, I should be perfect to throw.
A strong workout by Barkley could cement him as a top 10 pick. Fellow quarterback Zach Dysart suffered a hamstring injury while training for the Combine back at Miami of Ohio and was not healthy in time to do much of anything in Indy. As a result, Dysart has decided to split his pro day workout into two parts.
I'm going to have two. Now I'm going to throw and only throw on March 21st, and then later on in April run and work out for everybody else. It's healing pretty well right now. It's just a little weak. You know, got to get it stronger.
Dysart is forecast as a day three pick. Kansas State's Arthur Brown, however, is widely seen as a top five linebacker prospect in this year's draft, but a shoulder injury kept him from working out at the combine. He's eager for his opportunity to showcase his talent on March 12th.
I feel well prepared. You know, Coach Knight is a guy that, you know, is definitely someone who's going to, you know, get the most out of you. And I feel like he's done that with me, and just mentally, physically, he's definitely, you know, prepared us, you know, for this next step. It was a combination of, you know, really just, you know, just stepping out, you know, stepping out of, you know, your comfort zone, stepping out of the crowd and, you know, separating yourself. And I feel like I do that with every bit of my game.
Perhaps the most important pro day will be that of Manti Te'o's at Notre Dame. After running a pedestrian 4.82 40 time at the combine, Te'o believes he can run in the 4.6s.
I want to run my 40. I just want to just get after it and, you know, be with my teammates. You know, I'm going to have a lot of teammates over there competing as well. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm just going to go and keep training and make sure that when my pro day comes that not running those numbers.
Notre Dame's Pro Day is set for March 26th. The college Pro Days run through April 2nd with Columbia completing the scouting schedule. I'm Chris Brown for Bill's Focus.